Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 19, 2026. An online fundraiser continues for the family of Janet Swallow, and 1,500 families are on the wait list for housing in Gloucester. Sunny, breezy, near 40. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:16 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. An online fundraiser for the family of Janet Swallow has surpassed $55,000 as of Wednesday afternoon. The GoFundMe.com page was created Friday by family friends of the 68-year-old Swallow, who was found stabbed to death in her Danvers home in what investigators are calling a random killing, a tragedy that has rocked the community. Bishop Fenwick Sr. and Lynn resident Anthony DeMaio, who's 18, was arraigned on murder charges Friday in Salem District Court. He was found wandering through a Lynn neighborhood the day before, on March 12, wielding a bloody knife, and allegedly told Lynn officers who found him that he murdered a woman in Danvers. Investigators said he broke into Swallow's home through a window that Wednesday night and stabbed her while she was in bed. There are no known ties between the two. Visit https://tinyurl.com/Janet Swallow Fundraiser to donate to the GoFundMe fundraiser. Bobby Grady reports in the Gloucester Times. More than 1,500 households in Gloucester are on the waiting list for affordable housing in the city, a number the Gloucester Housing Authority says in its annual report has been pretty steady over the last few years. The report comes as the city works to draft a housing needs assessment. The GHA, which has worked to supply affordable housing to residents since 1948, highlighted the number of households on the current waiting list for housing in its recently issued annual report for 2025. Executive Director Jennifer Hapgood said as the authority gets more people into affordable housing, there are more applicants, which has kept the number fairly steady. To tackle affordable housing across Gloucester, the city has been working on a housing needs assessment to help it develop a 5-year housing production plan. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, Mayor Sean Reardon of Newburyport on Wednesday announced his search for a full-time DPS director has come to an end, as he will be appointing interim director Kim Turner to assume the role full-time. In his statement, Reardon said Turner has proven to be an exceptional leader, collaborator, and problem solver. The appointment will be introduced during City Council's March 23 meeting. Turner, who would continue to serve as the city's special projects manager, was named interim director effective December 9. Deputy DPS Director John Carey had been named as interim director in July, following the departure of then-DPS Director Wayne Amaral in June. From the desk of Muni Director Bill Newell, the Northeastern Conference has announced its postseason basketball awards. The boys' most valuable player is Salem's Elian Rodriguez. The Witches won the Division III state title. The girls' MVP is Danvers High School senior Angie Doko. Danvers finished league play undefeated at 13-0, and the Falcons were at 19-2 overall this past season. The boys' coach of the year is Salem's Tom Doyle, and the girls' coach of the year is Danvers' Dave Chisholm. Marblehead High School has named Shelley Burns as the new varsity volleyball coach. Burns was the team's JV coach and also works at the Village School in Marblehead. Newburyport High School senior Kyle Lasoskis competed in two events this past weekend at the New Balance Track Nationals held in Brighton. The event features top athletes from across the country. The Gloucester High School baseball team is scheduled to host a scrimmage with Stoneham today at 3:30. And the NCAA men's basketball tournament features 16 games today and tonight, as well as another 16 matchups tomorrow. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Warriors last night 120-99 and are off tonight. The Bruins, off last night, will host Winnipeg tonight at the Garden. Red Sox lost to the Yankees 1-0 yesterday in Florida. Tonight they play the Twins. Opening day, a week from today. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.